all of the circuses and carnivals used to come in down there because they were close to the rill. And they'd come in on 12th Street and 11th Street, or 11th and 12th Street, and they could unload the animals and be right over there, not very far from where they were going. But it was a big, big place on Sundays, or any weekday, I mean, any weekend. just right back here in the corner of 12th and Summit was a huge, big Red Cross building. And if anybody got sick, they'd take them in there. There was always nurses and a doctor on the weekends there, always. Then down here in the corner of Prairie and 12th Street was a huge, big dance pavilion. That floor just floated. You could walk across that. Had a huge, big stage across the south end of it. And they played for dances, and they'd have dances on Wednesday nights and Friday nights and Saturday nights. But it was funny, never on Sunday. Never, ever did they have a dance on Sunday that I can remember. But it's just, there's so much that was destroyed that, like, the city kept it and had that baseball diamond down there. They could have kept it and had the races going in for years to come.
May I share something with you? I talk with my students about the poet Langston Hughes.
About the what?
The poet Langston Hughes. He's a famous black poet from Lawrence. And he wrote a story where he references Woodland Park. So when I'm teaching this to my students at South Junior High, I share with them that there was this amusement park and a dance area and everything. They are so jealous of the earlier generations. They wish so much it were here still.
I know. One night, we were having a very bad electrical storm, and lightning struck the horse barn. If you've ever heard a horse scream in fire, it's horrible. You don't ever forget it. But they did save all the horses. Nothing burned, but the barn burned down. They couldn't save it. They couldn't get... I think at that time, probably the nearest water connection was at Haskell Avenue.
Oh.
And you couldn't string hose up all this and clear back at the Catholic cemetery. Because the park goes way up back there and way down alongside Oak Hill Cemetery.
Mm, really?
And clear down to where Risley's pasture used to be. Some people that lived on 11th Street, they owned that ground there. And now the city has bought some of that from them, and they've expanded the cemetery back in there.
Right, right.
It's kind of weird to see stones back in there where it used to be nothing but wild timber.
Right.
So, but they need the land, so they have to do something. But I don't know. It seemed like that the little creek down here that flows through, all of that to the west, was where the circuses and the carnival went in, and then all up in here. And it was just these poor little, our streets were little rock roads, about big enough for one car.
Yeah.
My dad and my brothers were paid 5 cents an hour to spread the rocks on these streets.
Wow.
Big money.
5 cents an hour.
It's kind of hard work.
Yeah, it's you just can't imagine.